"Well," said Miss Prissy, "I guess tonight, before I go to bed, I'll make a dive at him. When a thing's once out, it's out, and can't be got in again, even if people don't like it. And that's a mercy, anyhow. It really makes me feel most wicked to think of it, for he is the most blessedest man."
"That's what he is," said Candace. "But the blessedest man in the world ought to know the truth. That's what I think."
"Yes, true enough," said Miss Prissy.
At the water's edge on a foggy morning in the early spring, you feel as though you were standing alone on the edge of nowhere. You hear a snorting sound from out of the nowhere, and you know that, no, you are not alone. A family of porpoises is nearby, rolling over and over, having an acrobatic breakfast of herring under the bay. Then, through the fog, you hear Harry Smith over at Blastow's Cove start the engine of his lobster boat and go out to pull his traps.
Little Dee chuckled.
"Could be. So this Diesel all worried about some photos in a box?"
"That's what he was asking me about while he was trying to barbecue my hand."
"Well, wait until you see this disc."
He sounded disgusted. He gestured toward the tower of electronics next to my TV.
"You got a DVD player in there somewhere?"
"Sure," I said. I grabbed the remote and turned on the TV and DVD player. I popped the disc in. Before closing the drawer, I said, "My guess is it's the prototype for some new video game. Is that what it looked like to you?"
"Just play the thing. I should warn you, what's on there ain't pretty.